Hey, it's Victoria. Victoria Wynn. Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on. It's me, live and in podcast. Just kidding. I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty weird publishing my first podcast episode. I kind of felt like Hannah Baker from 13 Reasons Why. As weird as that sounds, it seems like a pretty accurate analogy. We're both just two girls who wanted to tell people about the story of our lives, but had nobody else to talk to. Except I'm alive and well, and, well, we know what happened to Hannah. Even though I'm only slightly kidding, I do want to emphasize that I believe there are a lot of people out there who are struggling to find out who they really are, and they're perhaps experiencing a sort of identity crisis. This is a real struggle that I've also battled with in the past myself, if not my whole life. One of the major reasons was due to having super strict Asian parents and growing up in a very small town that was predominantly white. But I'll get to all that later. It was only very recently, literally maybe last week or so, when I felt like I had finally discovered a new sense of self. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, you might have noticed that I tend to post paragraphs for my captions. Yeah, sorry about that. But I guess Instagram has always been kind of like my diary, which I use to post meaningful sentiments during the pivotal moments in my life that I wanted to document and share so that I could look back on. Like the digital footprint I mentioned before. It's really interesting to look back at the things our past selves posted. Sometimes it's absolutely cringy, but a lot of times they bring you back to a happy or meaningful memory. It's sort of like time traveling. If you saw my recent post, you might have seen that I mentioned my identity crisis and talked about rediscovering myself. The post that sparked a fuse. If you don't follow me or know me, or maybe you didn't catch it because you came across the paragraph-long caption on Instagram and just kept scrolling, which I don't blame you. Fret not, because I'm going to be reading some of my meaningful posts to explain the story behind them so you can get to know me a little better. Here's the most recent post. After almost a month of living in this alternate reality, a new normal has been forced upon us and has changed all of our lives in many drastic ways. I'm truly fortunate to be able to use this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to live in the moment and rediscover myself. For a while now, if not my whole life, I have constantly been struggling with figuring out my identity and developing a true sense of self. I thought I had finally filled the mold by graduating school and becoming an RDH. I was working full-time doing what I had a passion for and felt like I'd finally started to develop my stride in figuring out how to be Victoria, the hygienist, that once I was unable to work, I sort of had an identity crisis and felt like I didn't know what to do or how not to be that old version of myself that I had worked so hard to become. This stillness granted me the time and freedom to discover how to just be me. I can finally be myself and work on nurturing who I am as a person to grow in a limitless space, because I no longer feel confined to the box that I had unwillingly created for myself. I realized my true self just wants to help people, and I want to do it any way I can in my life. I'm not only discovering more about myself as a person, but I'm also discovering the true beauties of life through simple and meaningful interactions and content that create a positive ripple effect through our human network via social media. I've had more time to read and listen to podcasts, which has allowed me to be able to surround myself with positive and brilliant minds that help uplift and teach me valuable life lessons. I learn something every day from different voices and listening to people's stories, their struggles, and their experiences. It has helped me gain more insight and allowed me to be more open to different perspectives, which helped me shed light on my own views on life through my lens. Everyone just wants to figure out how to navigate through life, especially during these times. So, I encourage everyone to create and to be a new type of influence by posting and sharing positive influences and content in your life, such as podcasts, music, artists, friends, or even family. Let's uplift and inspire one another together. Okay, this is a super lengthy caption, and trust me, I'm aware, because I had to physically change all the ands to symbols and delete a bunch of spaces just to meet the character limit, and I somehow managed to do it without a character left to spare. And I have to admit, I'm low-key sort of proud that I was able to squeeze all that in. But it's probably a sign that I needed to chill out and post less words on Instagram since it's mainly a picture platform used for aesthetics. So it's probably a good thing that I found a new creative outlet and platform to document my life stories. If you're still listening, I promise I'm getting to the point. I wanted to talk about this post because this was the day that I felt inspired to start my own podcast. Like I said, I realize a lot of people go through what I experienced as an identity crisis, and I realized why I felt this way during the quarantine was because I felt like I had been identifying myself as a dental hygienist and only that. So when I was unable to work, I felt like I didn't know who I was or what my purpose was. I felt like I wasn't useful to society, and that made me feel like I wasn't important or able to do what I genuinely love and have a passion for, which is helping people feel better and happier. That's when I realized that I'm more than just a dental hygienist. I'm Victoria, a 26-year-old Asian American, and I decided for myself that my purpose in this life is to help and to also hopefully inspire people to recognize their power and to achieve a higher state of consciousness. I feel that it's my duty to share the overabundance of happiness and clarity that I've discovered for myself. This true happiness that I never thought in a million years that I would attain when I was growing up as the unpopular or different Asian girl who struggled to identify with not only her white peers in school, but also her Asian community and culture. I now feel like I'm at a point in my life where I feel confident and comfortable with myself, to know who I am. And looking back at my life, there are many pivotal moments that brought me to this mental space and clarity. I want to share with you the experiences that helped me get to this point. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to backtrack and tell you my story to help you understand me as a person. Coincidentally, the best place for me to start is actually when the quarantine for coronavirus began, hence the name COVID Diaries. Ironically, I had a spiritual self-journey during this time of social isolation. Oddly enough, being stuck in the house as if I'm on house arrest is nothing new to me because I practically spent my entire childhood locked in my house under a roof with the most strict Asian parents you'll probably ever hear about. Trust me, you will hear all about it. But first, I want to bring you back to the time right before the quarantine started, and we'll start our journey there. But until next time. For those of you who made it to the very end of my first official episode, thank you so much for the love and support. I really do appreciate it. To my friends who have responded with such positive and encouraging feedback, I love you all so much. It means the absolute world to me. I hope I can continue to put out content that you all will enjoy listening to. Also, you might have noticed my newly upgraded digital art for my podcast, which I wanted to shout out Tara Denton, who absolutely captured me in a beautiful digital art format. Check her out on Instagram at tinytoofdoc to check out more of her art. Tune into the next episode to listen to the start of this storytelling journey, and thanks again for listening to me. As always, you know, I'm the girl who loves to talk.